Rabashata Rabakashata Rabahashata Haya. Rabasita Rabukesh. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the movement of the Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Lord, we thank you for this family. Lord, we're grateful for this message, for the messenger. Lord, for this brotherhood. Lord, for your son, for the blood, fire, water, everything, every provision you gave us. Lord, now we're grateful for your word, this time in the service we're coming to. Lord, but we're ready to sit at the table. Lord, that you prepared for us. Lord, we're all coming from different places this morning, different places of hurt and pain and questions and wondering. Lord, I was thinking, Lord, we're ready for our community bread. We're ready for this fellowship bread this morning. Lord, touch our pastor, we pray. Lord, anoint his lips of clay. Lord, Lord, hide him behind the cross this morning. Hide him behind the cross this morning, Jesus. Lord, touch him today. Lord, help him to feed us with food. Lord, convenient for us today. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to surround us, Lord, and surround him with bands of angels so the enemy may not have access to us or him. Lord, drive back the haters of light. Lord, the enemy's dirty birds that would try to keep us from receiving your word. Lord, our hearts are ready. Lord, let the seed of your word fall on the good ground of our heart. Lord, it's the life-giving bread. It's what we need. We love you. Hakahaya. Hakahaya. Ha 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 ha. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go on, lift him on the roof today. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated today. Thank you, Lord, in the presence. Thank you, Lord, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Well, told myself I wasn't going to get emotional today. Thank you, Lord. But y'all know me. I can't stop it. Amen. But, you know, I'm just standing in awe, amen, of unity and the prayers and the brotherhood and the love and support that we've seen and heard and felt over this last period of time here. And, of course, we're going to definitely miss our brother. It goes without, you know, without being said, but... Yeah. Chuck was a big part of our family, and you know, we don't, even though it's hard, we're never going to forget him, because he made such an impact in our lives. And so we vow to keep pressing on, amen, onward and forward, amen, in Chuck's honor, because we know that that's what he would want. And so thank you, Lord. I just yes, please do. Please do. Okay. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. And so I think the Lord, through the humility of literally physically not being able to stand, brought me to my knees. And in doing that, he showed me something. I don't know what it means. Amen. There was something that's being stirred up by being in the ground. And so,
thank you, Jesus.
I just want to say, when the Lord draws us to do something that looks funny, yeah, we need to do it. And
that's right. Amen, he did.
And we're just small Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's powerful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's powerful, Sister Kelly. Amen. Appreciate you obeying the Spirit this morning and sharing that. That is so powerful. You know, because immediately when you're talking about getting on the ground and dust coming up, I immediately think of Jacob when he was wrestling, amen, with the Lord. And as they began to wrestle and he began to hold fast to God, and that dust began, and they began to trample upon the ground. Hey, woo! And as they grappled around and that dust began to fly up, it encircled around them. Woo! Hallelujah. And he said, I will not let thy go until thou bless me. Hallelujah. Lord, cover us. Lord, this morning with thy dust. Woo! Shabahaya. Lord, that we may continue to be changed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Whew. And it's so powerful this morning. Amen. Well, if you got your Bibles today, let's run over to Revelation. Let's start there. We'll pick up those couple famous verses that we read quite frequently there in chapter 3. Y'all know about that church there, Laodicea. That we are all too familiar with. Amen. Because we are going through the very thing. And we have got to make it a point, thank you, Jesus, to overcome, just as he encouraged the church there, to those who overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I just want to read that to remind us what state of being we truly are in. And what state we need to be in. Amen. Praise God. So go on over chapter 3. Let's just read verse 14. Y'all know. It's hard to pick anywhere in between those. You know, you just got to read it all. Chapter 3, verse 14. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'll read for us today. For it is written, and to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. Can we just give the Lord a shout for that today? Yes, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Praise mighty God. And as you read those precious verses and you realize as the Lord is telling them, whether hot nor cold, I've been overwhelmed with emotion about how God will bring things across our path that you have absolutely no control over. Absolutely no control over. And things that just will make you either hot or cold. I'm serious. You never really think that a death would bring you closer to the Lord.
But it does.
Yes. And we can see that through the witness of Sister Kelly this morning. And how that's what we told her, Brother Tim, I mean, wrote it out. It's like you have ministered to more people than more people has ministered to you.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I believe that. The Lord has given us strength. Thank you, Jesus. But whenever the Lord brings us to these places that we're going to talk about this morning of being poverty stricken, these places of being poor, and we can't just jump and run out of it. We can't just jump and run out of it. All these things that he listed, because thou sayest all these, but you know it's not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And we come across these things and we feel them every once in a while. We're like, oh man, I got to get out of here. But that's the very place that God wants you to be. So then he can give you what you really need. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know all about this. We talk about it and reference it a lot. These four corners, right? We know all about these four corners. And I just want to talk a little bit this morning about this first corner, the poor corner. Of course, we know there's, the stranger, right? What's next? Fatherless and the widow. But this poor corner, as we're talking, as we see right here in Revelation, we see they said, thou art wretched and miserable and poor. And poor. But what did Jesus say about being poor? Right? Blessed are the poor. Right? For theirs is the kingdom. Right? And Reverend Hicks one time wrote about how the kingdom just boils down to the name. The name. And so when you become poor, you inherit the name. You say, I don't know, I can't go on when I'm poor. He doesn't want you to go on. He wants to bring you on. He wants to take you. He wants to lift you up. Woo, hallelujah. You say, well, how do I know if I'm truly staying in this poor corner, if I'm trying to run out of it? Well, if you're able to say, Lord, thank you for my poverty, then you know you're right there where the Lord can work on you, right there where the Lord can pour into you. But if you can't say thank you for my poverty, if you can't be in the place where you thank him in all places, in all things, and thank him for the work that he's doing, then you're probably just trying to run out of that corner. Oh, see, we're good at running. We are good at fleeing. See, we're trying to flee where God's trying to work on us instead of taking the word and fleeing from the devil. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Give us the discernment and the wisdom, amen, to know the difference. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. So we want to use this as our launching off point here this morning. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. Go over to, let's just make our way. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is, I believe, what I want. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. For Paul in writing to this church. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hey, of course, we, studied all about this on Wednesday nights, and, the Corinthian church was a mess. Yeah. Amen. But it's just a picture of us, because we are hot messes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I want chapter 8, verse 9. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read that together, because we're just got one, that one verse right here. If you're there, say amen, so we know. Amen. The first two words are for ye. Let's go. For it is written, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that thou he made rich, yet for your sakes
he became poor, that
ye through his poverty might be rich. Glory. Hallelujah. And so we don't need to go very far without reminding ourselves what Jesus done for us and what through the Father was able to do for us, right? It says right here that he was rich. We know that. He set up, right, in the above, thank you, Jesus, and was rich. But he made himself poverty stricken. Why? So that we may become rich. Woo! So that we may become rich through his poverty. Through his poverty. That's enough to humble you right there. That's enough to humble you right there. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going somewhere, so let's pick up a couple more here. Go to 2 Corinthians, stay there in verse or chapter 12. All right, y'all know this powerful story. And so then Paul's still encouraging the church of Corinth here, just in chapter 12 and verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. And we know, you know, before that, he's telling this story of a man he knew in Christ, and whether they out of the body, or he could not tell. And so going down to verse 7, he says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure there, or through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Yes. Right? See, that's the same thing that we're already talking about. Right? Are we trying to run? See, that was Paul's immediate reaction. Lord, get me out of this place. Lord, I can't take it here anymore. Thank you, Lord. And he began to cry out to God. Get me out of this place. I don't need to be here. I need to be over here. I need to be doing this thing. Thank you, Jesus. But he said, I came to him thrice, I besought him. And in verse number 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Whew. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Praise God, the Lord spoke unto Paul and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In our own poverty, then the Lord is able to come to us, right, and to pour in, lest we don't rise up with pride. Right. That's what we fight, especially when we know as many truths as what we know, right? As many of these that we have been given, Rabaskahaya, on a silver platter. Right? Thank you, Jesus. Lest we become overcome with pride. Thank you, Lord, and think that, you know, we just got it all under control. It's all me, my, and I. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabaskabasabahaya. This very specific thing, right, that he gave unto Paul. And you know, a lot of, you know, scholars, a lot of people, you know, talk about that natural thing. They feel like it was this natural thing with his eyesight, right? Rabaskahaya. But praise God, we know exactly that this was a spiritual rabaskahaya thorn in his side, roboskarabarisabakahaya, that would keep him into this place of being poor, this place of being poverty stricken, so that he could say, Lord God, it's only you. It's all you, Rabaskahaya. And he could say, I am nothing. I have nothing. Raboskarabahaya, Rabarisabasuya. Woo, I can do nothing apart from you. But through you, I can do all things. Raboskarabasuya. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. And so Paul is our perfect example in the New Testament, how that we have to continue to allow the Lord to bring us into this place, right? And then so then he can then pour in what we need. Because if we're praying, right, what we need, we think we know exactly what we need, right? But we have no idea. Thank you, Jesus. But praise God, we got a high priest. I said, praise God, we got a high priest. And his name is Jesus. Woo! Amen. All right, run over to 1 Samuel. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 18. I remember David. We love to reference David a lot. He's a good guy. Amen. He loved the Lord. And he knew where if he came to a place where he was wrong, where he, you know, messed up, that he sought the Lord about it. Thank you, Jesus. And so what a testimony that we can come to. Because we're going to fall. We're going to mess up. Thank you, Jesus. But we've got to continue to come to the Lord and seek Him. 18, and of course we know this is after, thank you Jesus, He had that big fight that we know all about, right? Where He stepped out and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't Him. It wasn't David per se, but it was the Lord working through David, right? And it was only because David stepped out and was able to slay that giant because he came and defiled against the against God Almighty. And he said, look, I'm not standing for that. I'm not standing for you to come out, Rabahaya, and to tear down my God. Oh, help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But we're not going to that portion tonight. But, of course, this is after this. Now, what? Now, y'all tell me now. What was promised to David if he slew Goliath? Yeah, right. That he would get to wife Saul's daughter, right? Yeah, y'all remember that? That's what was promised. He didn't care about that. He did not care about that, and that's evident later on, right? As he came up with the headship and Arabashkahaya with the Ark of God, and he danced with all his might. And his wife came out and said, you look foolish. He said, you think I look foolish now? You better wait. Because I do not care. Woo, hallelujah. And so this is what he's promised. And so this just becomes this dialect between David and Saul's people. Right? And so this is where we're picking up right here in verse 23. Verse 23. Actually, just go up to verse 22 just to give us that story a little bit. And Saul commanded his servant, saying, commune with David secretly and say, behold, the king hath delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now, therefore, be the king's son-in-law. And Saul's servants spake those words in the ears of David, and David said, seemeth it to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and lightly esteemed. Woo. And so we know throughout all the Psalms and what David wrote, he knew something about being poor. Time and time again, he said, I am poor, O Lord, I am poor. I am poor and needy. Woo, shout about how he said, but yet the Lord thanketh upon me. Yes. Woo, what a testimony.
Yes.
I am poor. And so, so Saul right here is trying to trap David and to come in right, you know, close to him so then he could, you know, kill him off. Yeah. He wanted him gone. He wanted him gone. He, you know, any chance that he had, he was going to take to kill David. But praise God, the Lord gave David the wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Arabashkahaya, to follow his headship and do exactly according to the Lord's plan. Thank you, Jesus. And so notice this, though. But notice, because David said, I am but a poor man. I am but a poor man, meaning to be destitute, to be lack, to be needy. Thank you, Jesus, to be needy. I am but a poor man. In other words, he's saying, look, you think, you know, it's so easy to be the king's son-in-law, to be exalted up to this thing, but the Lord has got me in a place where I'm poor. The Lord has got me in this place right here where he wants me to be poor. See, David was already anointed king. Samuel had already poured the oil upon his head. Rabashita turika bahaya. Oh, my. And he was promised to be the son-in-law. He's promised to come into the kingdom. But instead, he said, look, I can't do that because I'm in a poor place. Because God has constrained me to be right here where I need to be. Oh, woo, hallelujah. And see, so it was through this, right, that Saul thought he was going to kill David. He thought he was going to have David. Right? It brings a whole new meaning to this. The devil thought he had me. Right? The devil thought I was dead. But God. And see, there's nothing greater that the enemy wants to do than to pull you out, Rabahaya, where you really need to be. Because if we don't stay right there, if he's got us in that poor corner, Rabashkahaya, then it could mean spiritual death for us. If we come out in season, Rabashkarabarikabahoya. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But through David's poverty, the Lord raised him up. The Lord raised him up. He didn't exalt himself in this kingly place or this kingly or worldly kingdom, but he was able to say, I'm just a poor man, and then the Lord was able to exalt him up in due season.
Right.
Woo, isn't that powerful? My, my, my. Okay, now we got to go over to Genesis today. We start in Revelation. Go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 17. We'll pick up about this powerful man, Abram. Oh, hallelujah. You talking about somebody who wanted to walk according to the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God. Woo. Let's go to verse 1. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to take my time this morning so we can truly see what God wants from us in this example, again, through Abram. Verse number 1. And when Abram was 99 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, let's just take that for a second.
Okay.
This one specific scripture. And truly grasp and understand what's going on. How old was he?
99.
And the Lord comes to him, appears to him, and says, get up and be perfect. What? Wow. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And we know all about this covenant that the Lord lays out before Abram, as he then became Abraham. And he said, look, this is going to be the covenant, but the token of that covenant, right, is that you would circumcise yourself. 99 years old. You're like, what? I mean, I don't even want to say it. Lord, please don't let me live to 99, right? Please take me before then. Please let the rapture come before then. Right? All these things go to your head. You know, it's like me, 99. The Lord comes to him and says, "Look, you got to stand up and walk and be perfect." And you're literally thinking, "What? What?" You know, you're like, "I'm doing the Lord. I'm doing the best I can." Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. But he said, notice here as he came to him and he says, I am the Almighty God, right? This, I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai, right? El Shaddai, Arabaskahaya. And you know, Reverend Hicks says that El Shaddai is written 48 times. You see El Shaddai 48 times in the Bible. 48. Twelve. Right? And each corner, Arabaskahaya, and each corner, no matter where you go, does 12 represent? The governmental names, Arabaskariska Rabasahaya, the very governmental names, the very names, Arabaskahaya, Lord, God, merciful, Rabashahaya, Rika Rabashia, abundant in goodness, abundant in truth, Risha Babarika Rabashabahaya. Woo, Shaha. And so in each place that the Lord desires us to be in, that he can come and minister to us as in each name. Woo, Shababa Karabaria Rabaria Rabashabahaya. Woo. And then how do you know if the Lord has you in that corner, if you're supposed to stay there to move on, or are you able to say at the last name, Lord, you are a just judge. Lord, your judgments are fair. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so as the Lord appeared unto Abram and required him to be circumcised, thank you, Jesus, he then becomes poor. He then becomes in this poverty-stricken place at 99 years old. But this was the very thing that God was teaching Abram, that to be spiritually poor is the perfect condition. To be spiritually poor is the perfect condition. Oh. But that's hard for our old man to swallow. Right? Especially when we've, been around the block a time or two. Or, right, we've been in, these many years, or we've done this many things, or this all Arabashkahaya. But to truly recognize that Abram, this man right here, who left his kindred, who left his home, who left his family, and then was continued to separate himself. The very thing that is, he followed God and God began to bless him. Amen. Then to just recognize that the perfect place to be is to be spiritually poor.
Right.
To be spiritually poor. Oh, thank you, Lord. But see, we can only be perfect with him.
Yeah.
You told him to rise up, be perfect. It's what he told him, right? And we're talking about being whole. We're not talking about the image of what we think perfect is, right? We're talking about being whole. We're talking about coming to Jesus and calling upon the blood. We're talking about coming and seeking forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. One place Reverend Hicks was talking about that this poor corner is for getting our eyes open and to be the place of forgiving love. The place of forgiving love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you say, Lord, I don't know why I keep going through this thing. We're like, Lord, I don't know why I keep coming to this place and I keep coming to deal with this thing or this person or this whatever that it is. Well, maybe the Lord wants you to be right there in that poor corner so that you can forgive.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We go through things of this nature and tragedy and death, and it really puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yes, it does.
The Lord has been ministering to my heart during in the midst of, and I was able to look at somebody that might have had some contention for whatever reasons,
yeah.
Right? And to be able to say, I valued that time that we had together.
Yeah.
I so much enjoyed getting close to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God, and to be able just to express your gratitude for people. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabashkahaya. But it's in the poor place that we're able to allow God to speak through us. Oh, Rabashkahaya, and to love. We're not able to love, but just through him. Because our old man, our carnal nature does not want nothing apart of love. Thank you, Jesus. Especially when people offend us. Especially when people get on our nerves. Get on our nervous system. It's hard to show that love, Rabashkahaya, but it's only as we become poor, Rabashkahaya, Rabashkahaya, thank you, Jesus, and become poor and say, Lord, I am nothing. And he's able to raise us up, Roboshkahaya, and use us for his purpose, his glory, Rabashkahaya, his kingdom. My. Woo, hallelujah. El Shaddai is that meaning of strong one, the all-sufficient one. Thank you, Jesus. And so we get, concentrated on how we're going to be, do this thing or do that thing or be this way or how we're going to. All we got to do is just come and say, Lord, I can do nothing, right? Well, this is something that we cut our teeth on, right? Reverend Hicks talked about this, taught so much upon this very factor, and she continued to say it all the years of her life. What a testimony. She said, I am nothing. I am nothing. I can do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. But we have got to continue to come down to this very place. Thank you, Jesus, and to allow him to minister and to work through us. Think about Paul. Think about David. Think about Abraham and these spiritual giants.
Yeah.
These spiritual giants that are able to do so many powerful, awesome, wonderful things that we read about in the Word. Thank you, Lord God. But to realize the very foundation of who God made them was going back to this very thing. Just to be poor and to be dependent upon God. You know, the one place in Scripture that's been, you know, constantly going through my mind is over in the Song of Solomon. You see the bride coming out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And how the Lord will use wilderness places or places that we, that are dabar, places that we don't know why, or places that we don't understand. Thank you, Jesus, to be able to come to Him and to just lean upon Him, to lean upon Him, Rabaskahaya, and grow closer. Thank you, Jesus, to Him. Oh, is that powerful or what? Rabaskaravasiya. Thank you, Lord God. Let's just run over and pick one more up. This morning before, as we close here, go over to Psalm 40. And I already kind of quoted this morning, but it's all right. We want to read it. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're going to, did I say Psalm 40? Okay. I'm getting there. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all just got to let me catch up to you. Psalm 40 and verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. 40 and 17. Actually, go up to 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, O my God. Oh, praise God. See, David understood the power that was behind this becoming poor and needy, and just to say, Lord, you're my deliverer. You're the one that's gonna bring me out. You're the one that's gonna set me free. Rabashkahaya, you're the one that's gonna pick me up and set my feet upon a rock. You're the one that's gonna Rabashkahaya, that's gonna direct my paths. You're the one, Rabashadarabariskarabosadarabahaya. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Make haste, oh God, my help and my deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. All these things David said. He said, poor and sorrowful, let thy salvation, oh God, set me on high. Whew, man, you're talking about a man who the Lord lifted up and delivered him out of the hands of Saul as Saul was coming to slay him. You're talking about a man who God lifted up and used to defend the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, to go out and to slay these enemies that were coming against God. You're talking about a man who was king. You're talking about a man who was called into Saul's palace, right, as that evil spirit came upon Saul, and he began to play the harp. Thank you, Lord God, and it began to push back these evil spirits. Yes. Woo! Yes. My. But yet still the same man that just said, I'm poor and needy. Yes. I am a poor man. I am but a poor man. Thank you, Lord God. Rabashkarabasiya. Thank you, Jesus. And to rely upon the Lord to bring him through, to deliver him in the very time of need. Thank you, Jesus. One more and we'll close. I already said that. I say it again. 109 and 22. Yeah, that's what I meant the last time. Give me two more. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 109:22. He says, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. Thank you, Jesus. But yet if you go on down and you can go back and read this, but he says in verse 30, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Wow. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor and save him from those that condemn his soul.
Amen.
Look at these words of David. Thank you, Jesus. And really to put in perspective that if God wants to get something out of us, all we have to do is surrender.
Right.
Surrender. I surrender all.
Yes.
And I love that song. Thank you, Jesus. And did you and you go on to another version of that, right? To I surrender all, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Thank you, Lord God. And just being in the place where God desires us to be. That's all that all these men, all these people that we read about this morning, that's all that they wanted. They just wanted to be at the place that God wanted them to be.
Right.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Right.
But just to say, God, have your way. Have your way in me. Praise the Lord God. Well, I hope this has been encouraging this morning. I hope that we can seek comfort today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And to truly just rely upon the Lord. Amen. When in the time of need. Thank you, Jesus. So good, so good. The word is just so awesome. Oh, praise God. You know, we shout over all these things that the world looks at and just says, what in the world? That makes no sense. Thank you, Lord God. But praise God, we can shout and sing and praise him in knowing the truth and knowing what is written in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Let's do that this morning. If we could, Brother John, can you make your way up here? Or do we need to come to you?